What's up, everybody? My name is Nick Koumalatsos, and if you're new here, I was in the Marine Corps from 2000 to 2012, the fun years. And I want to talk about what some of the core Marine Corps leadership principles have taught me and how I brought them into my life today and in business. I had a platoon sergeant when I was in recon. So I was at 2nd Force and I went to 3rd Recon. I had a platoon sergeant. His name is Phil Thome. Love you, Phil. But during our shooting package, we would show up at 5 a.m., shoot on the range, and then we'd go to the house and we'd just do house drills. And he would not let us leave. I remember one night in particular, we were there as probably 3 o'clock in the morning, and we're still running drills. And we're talking live fire drills. We're talking, there's a what's called a hell hole. It's a little hole with a fast rope, with a rope that you slide down. And we're talking gas mask, saws on our back, sledgehammers, hooligans, guns, ammo, all this shit, right? Nighttime, it's dark. And this is in Okinawa as well. So it's spicy. It's warm and moist. And you've been there since 5 a.m. on the range in the sun and the heat, just getting after it all day long. And every drill, if one guy messed up, one guy didn't dig his corner, didn't hit the target right where he needed to be, run it again. And we did that over. And I was pissed, man. I'm like, we have to be here in like a few hours and start this whole process over again. But what he was doing and what he was teaching us is that perfect practice makes perfect. And keep in mind, we were also dealing with a situation that a little dangerous, and it could potentially cost somebody our life. And so he just absolutely expected perfection. And we ran that drill over and over and over until we got it right. And we didn't go home until we got it right. And that was a big lesson for me. So I'm going to talk about some of these core principles and why they apply and why you, and why they'll benefit you. And you don't have to join the Marine Corps to take something away from this. One of the first core principles is know yourself and seek self-improvement. And what that means is really take audit of where you're at in life. Know where your weaknesses are. Know where you're leaving opportunities on the table. Maybe it's your communication. Maybe it's your knowledge of a subject. Maybe it's your fitness and your health, your weight, your relationship with your wife, you as a father. How are you fathering? Are you a present father? Are you an intentional father? Is absolutely critical that you know where you stand in your life, and that then you're addicted to the growth process, to your seeking self-improvement, either on your own with a coach, through books, doesn't matter. But that you're constantly seeking to improve. School doesn't stop when you graduate college. Schooling, education, continues to the day you die. Just many people stop, and that's when they peak. The next one is leading by example. This might be one of my favorites, or maybe most important, is in the Marines, we didn't really listen all the time. The ones that we truly felt like were leaders, we didn't really listen all the time. But the leaders that could outpace us, outperform us, that had more knowledge than us, those are the ones we looked up to. Those are the ones that we trusted. Those are the ones that we would follow. There's a big difference between who's leading and who's in charge. Just because you're in charge doesn't mean you're a leader. But the person that sets the example people will follow him without him even saying anything. So in your life, are you leading by example with your fitness and your health? Do your kids look at you and go, I want to be like dad. I want to have abs like dad when I grow up. Are you setting the example with where you put your time? You're setting the example where you invest your money. And I'm not saying investing. I'm just saying, are you spending it on freaking burritos and OnlyFans? Are you investing it where it's going to give you a return on investment of life or a higher quality of life? Leading by the example is one of the most underrated principles that there is. Because not, like I said, not everybody listens to you, but everybody watches you. Accountability and responsibility. I heard a thing a long time ago, trust but verify. I trust my team, but I verify. And by verifying, that means that I'm holding them accountable for them to be their very, very best self. Also, things that get measured can be improved upon. So unless you're measuring what your team is doing, what your family is doing, what your business is doing, you have no benchmark on what that data is so that it can be improved upon. Okay, we're at an 8. Can we get to a 9? Can we get to an 8.5? Why are we at an 8? This is hypotheticals. But accountability and responsibility, having the right butt in the right seat, and then holding those people accountable for being great is how I've built 2 8-figure businesses and a 7-figure business. The next one being adaptability and decision making. If you can't adapt to changing environments, you're dead in the water. Things are constantly changing. You have to be able to pivot at a moment's notice. Then make a decision. There's a saying in the Marine Corps that any decision is better than no decision, because a no decision, an inaction can get you killed. It is absolutely crucial that you make a decision. And it might not even be the best decision, but man, as a leader, we have to be able to make a decision. We have to be able to pivot quickly and have the experience to make the best decision possible in that environment. It will save you time. It will save you money. And furthermore, potentially save somebody's life in a very stressful, dangerous situation. Teamwork and unity. This is where your ego comes into play. It is your role as a leader to elevate the people that surround you, to elevate people on your team, to put them in power, to give them opportunities to be successful. This is how you create teamwork. This is how you create unity. And maybe a little healthy competition as well. But if you're the guy that goes, if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. You know what you're going to be? What is that old saying? The army of one. The old army of one. Ask yourself this. Is the pack of wolves stronger than the lone wolf? There's this thing, this thought that the lone wolf is the where it's at. Lone wolf. You know what the lone wolf is? He's been ostracized from the pack because he's diseased. He's sick. He's got mental disorders. Lone wolf isn't dangerous. It's the pack of wolves that are. So guys, I would hope that you would take these few principles and apply them to your life. Know yourself and seek self-improvement. Set the example, lead by example, hold people accountable, be responsible, be able to adapt to changing environments, changing situations, and be comfortable in making decisions on the fly. And then build a damn team, man. Build your team and don't have your ego and pride in the way. Every master should want the student to eventually be better than them. That just means you are a great leader and you did your job. If I miss some, which I know there is a ton, Which one is the most important to you? Which, in the comments below, I would like to know which leadership principle stands out the most to you and how has it impacted your life? You guys know the deal. Never quit, never surrender, always forward. We'll see you guys in the next one.